start again from the last pasuk of Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Chaf. Ve'enei rishoim tichlena, umanos ovad minhem, v'sikvasam mipach nofesh, mapach nofesh. Again, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Chaf. We ran through it very quickly yesterday, just review. The last thing that Sofar Hanamos, he says to Iyov is, you'll pray to Hashem and you'll have great success. And you'll also witness the churban, the destruction of the wicked. Pasuk Chaf in the Mitzudos David. We did this yesterday, but I want to do it again. Ve'enei Risham Avol Harisham Im Goydel Hatzlachasam. Despite their incredible success, Sof Tachlis Sof Tachlina Einehem. Their eyes will long away. Kilo yasigu techaltam, they will not succeed in achieving their desires. Kasher yovohu yimei hapakuda, yovad mehem hamonos. When the day of reckoning arrives, it will be lost from them their hamonos, their escape. Their escape and their refuge. Kilo yimsu milanus elov. Kilo yimsu milanus elov leEzra. They will not find a place where they can run for help, where they can seek help. V'sikvasam, and their hope. Ratzolaymar muchanim heim ledavo nefesh. They are prepared. They are designated for sorrow. Davon means the pain of the neshama, a word that's unique to the soul. Ladavo nafesh v'sar v'chi'ilu yikavu la, as if they're hoping for it. The pasuk implies that these wicked people, there will come a point in time when they're gonna realize that they are in great trouble, and they will yearn, they will seek salvation, but it will not be coming. Ki bevadei kein yihyeh, so it will be. They will be destroyed. Okay. Now, after he concludes his the mitzudos David. Now, after we finish the message of Sofer Hanamosi, now the mitzudos as kedarko, he gives us a summary of what he said. Ha'ole mehamaneha. What is the summary of this response, the speech of Sofer Hanamosi? Shadas Sofer kedas selifa. So do that. The essence is the same. Kemat said exactly the same thing. He was a bit shorter. It's interesting to take note that the message of the three friends gets shorter and shorter. Eliphaz has the longest. I don't have the exact numbers of how many pesukim in their art scroll. Eov, they count the number of pesukim. He makes note of Eisenstein in his parish how the speeches of the friends of Eov get shorter and shorter. Eliphaz has something like 70 pesukim, and then Bildad Hashuchi has 50 psukim approximately, and now Sofer Hanamosi has about 25 psukim. See, each one of the friends, they have less and less what to say. On the other hand, each one gets a little bit more mechutzavdik. Each one has a little more audacity in how they speak to Eif. Eliphaz just says this Hashkocha Pratis. What's happening? Sofar is much worse. He's not diplomatic. Eliphaz was more diplomatic. Right. Eliphaz says, "What happened to you, Eev? You used to be the one that was mechazik all the people that had tsaros, and now when you find yourself in the matzav of tsaro, all of a sudden you're thrown in the towel."
Takes more words. They're just tired of reiterating the same point.
Right, that could be. It could be just a style. We know that we have in the Haggadah that Rabbi Yehuda Hoyunosin Bohem Simonim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you have? What's all the arichos? Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim. Just give the Simonim, you can be Mekatzer. So it just could be a matter of style, a style of speech, or in Echonami, there's possibly something a lot deeper. And the reason why they get shorter and shorter is because there's no need to regurgitate the same thing. The message has been said. I fully agree with my predecessor. I just want to add a few more thoughts. So there's no need for me to elaborate. But it's interesting to take note that the speeches do get shorter and shorter, whereas, what's the contrast? This is the point that Eisenman makes. Eov's speeches get longer and longer. That's very interesting. When he rejects the message of Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofar, with each rejection, he speaks up more and more and more. And as we're going to see,
the other one speaking?
Yes, seemingly yes. It's a very good point. You're making a very good point. That touches upon the question: when did Eov live? Was Eov a real person? Or as Rav Schwab says, we mentioned this Hagdam. It's a very powerful idea. Is that Eov is really a composite of many people that lived over the history, world history. There's so many Ma'amari Chazal when he lived. There are 10 different Ma'amari Chazal as to when he lived, and they contradict one another. Rav Schwab says, Eilu v'eilu diri lokim chayim, because Chazal also said Iyov did not exist, he was not a real person, and that gives us the opportunity to say that Iyov was really a composite of many people who suffered throughout the history of the world. Absolutely, it was written up in the Ruach HaKodesh. But also that opens up a much bigger issue. If Eve was a composite of a person that lived over a span of time, what about his friends? Who were his friends? When it says here that he had three/four friends, we're going to have a fourth friend later on. The only three come at the very beginning. A fourth friend shows up later on in the Sefer. Does that mean that has to then mean that each one of these friends also lived at a different kufa? Chazal only discussed when Eve lived. Chazal don't tell us when the friends lived. So the obvious explanation is that whenever Eve lived, that's when the friends lived. But if you want to say that there are multiple Eves in world history, and we're coming to collect them all together to create one big picture, then the friends also lived in different periods of world history. There was Eliphaz, obviously. If you want to say Eliphaz was the grandson of Esav, so Eliphaz lived much earlier on. Tsofar, Hanamasi, Bildad HaShuchi, maybe they lived at a later point in time. And then the question is, did each one know what the other one said? And that obviously opens up the bigger question of why are their speeches getting shorter and shorter? Are they making the statement, is the Moshe Rabbeinu, or whoever put together Sef Eve, is he coming to collect ideas that were expressed through world history, and each one did not know from their predecessor? Or no, each one is building upon what already was said in the previous psukim.
Friend 3 know what friend 1 and 2 said?
That's the question. Yeah, that's the big question.
I would say that as each friend gets more frustrated, they say less. But as...
Okay.
Gets more frustrated. He says more.
That's something which is a good topic of conversation for a psychologist. It's a good research paper for a PhD thesis to understand why the psychologists get shorter into each visit. I mean, the fee is more and more for your visit, but the session gets shorter and shorter. But the response, the frustration that Eev expresses after the visit gets longer and longer. Okay, but that's a very interesting point. So let's finish up with one thing they all have in common is there's something called Hashkacha Pratis, and they very strongly rebuke Eel for denying Hashkacha Pratis. Ulam Gmul Hamase Techalek Lefi Shir Madrega Sachonas Hanoshim, and this, the major theme of Tzayfar, is reward all depends on a person's disposition. All depends on your Bechira point. I believe there are Dessler, well, this is one of the very popular pieces in the Sefer Michtav Me Eliyahu, is really word for word what it says here. And this concept is a person is born into a certain environment. Every person has a Bechira point. The Bechira point for a person that's born into a very distinguished holy family, and he lives a life where there doesn't have many nisyonos. It's very easy. Well, he has other challenges on his level. And there are people that are born in a very difficult environment. And the question for them is, will they commit murder? Or will they commit one of the Gimel Averos Chamuros? And it could very well be that a person, or just the rights, a person that is a lowlife, born into a very very difficult environment, if he will make a decision not to murder someone, he will receive more reward than a person who's born into a righteous family, and his nisayon is, will he say Kriya Shema with Kavana or not with Kavana? I'm just saying words which may be a little bit exaggerated, but basically every person has their Bechira point. That's, I think, his terms. His Bechira point, the Nakuda of... Yeah,
called a crossroads.
And everyone is different. As you grow, you keep on raising the bar, and your point of Bechira is higher and higher. And that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying over here, his response is, Ulam gumul hamase techolek lefi shir madrega sachanas hanashim. The reward all depends upon a person's madrega sachanas hanashim the level of a person's nisayon, his disposition, his potential. Umisha hachanase merub, a person that has a good potential, a person that has a good background, but v'kotzar b'chochma, but fails to achieve his potential, yechoshev l'rasha is wicked, because you had that much more potential. Umisha hachanase mu'et, a person that does not have much potential, he's limited, he has limited resource, limited intellect. Af hama'at l'rav yechoshev, even the small amount that he does will be considered in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes as a very great, very, very, very great mitzvah. Ad ki yimsa. So what is the result? The result is marbis hanoshim yishu v'dover hamal be'enei ha'adam. There are many people who are equal in the matter of pain in the eyes of a person. In the matter of sin, there are many people that participate in one sin. Many people do exactly the same Avera, but the Yischalfu Bigmul Oinsham. But each person receives a different punishment, all depending on the person's Nisayon. The Yishbait, furthermore, what else does Sefer Hanamasi do? He also judges Ioif. Al Yisure Ioif, Al Kikotzar Bechokhma. He says, if you, Ioif, are on the bottom of the pole, you are a failure. You have great potential, lefishir hachanaso, and you have failed to achieve your potential. And that's why you fail to realize that your suffering is for your best, and you deserve what you're getting. And in fact, he goes on to say, we learned that you only have received a small fraction of what you truly deserve. Okay, so this concludes Rashi, Pasuk Chaf, Einei Risham Seinecha, the eyes of the wicked, your enemies, enemy referring to Eev has enemies, Tichlena, Be Panoisam Birosecha, will come to an end when they turn to Birosecha, when they look at your evil. Your enemies, when they witness that you're suffering, rejoice. But now, at the end of your life, if you will confess that you have sinned and you'll do tshuva, Hashem will take away your illness and you will once again be successful. And when they will look at you and they will see that your illness, your ra, has gone away, liros to see, v'lo yasigu, and they will realize that you're not suffering anymore. They can't rejoice any longer in the fact that you suffer. And then they will wither away. The whole kilya and einayim, Rashi just explains a general idea. Every time we have this expression, kilya means the destruction, literally destruction of the eyes in Lashon HaKodesh. Zehu, this means hametzape, a person that yearns, liros, to see something, ve'enay masik, and fails to achieve to see what he's looking forward to. Uchumo einecha ros, v'cholos aleihem netoichacha. Your eyes will see, and will your children, the cholos aleihem, and you only yearn for their success. But yet, rachman litzlan, part of the teichacha, they will fail, they will stumble, they will die, and your eyes will come to an end. It's an expression of agmas nefesh. Umanos, hu miftach, the wicked will not find a place of refuge. V'sikvasam, mashe mekavim liros, boch, this that they wish to see, that you are destroyed, Eov, will be lemapach nofesh, Elohim, will be nothing more than a form of aggravation. Mapach is the same word as the Mitzudos Tzion says da'avon. It means longing. Mapach nofesh, the longing of the neshama which it never succeeds in achieving. Okay, so that concludes Perek Yud Aleph. As we mentioned yesterday, just very quickly, that there is this theme which is consistent throughout Tanakh and throughout all of the liturgy, where reward is only complete when the evil are punished. And the end of Yeshaya, for example, also ends up with the same exact thing, that when Mashiach will come, there'll be 7 months, Hashem will destroy the wicked, and they will burn for 7 months, and their bodies, their dead bodies, will lie exposed in the sun. And everyone that will come to Yerushalayim, the Oil Regal, will see the wicked people of the world lying exposed. V'hoya l'deira'on l'chol nafesh. It will be disgusting. It will be a sight that will be too difficult to bear to witness the complete eradication, churban of the Rishab. So you see, Yeshaya, when he describes Yeshaya, most of Yeshaya is about the Yemos HaMashiach. It's Nevuah of Melech HaMashiach and Geula HaSida. The very end of Yeshaya says part of achieving the ultimate Geula is also the utter churban of the wicked. In the Haggadah, we mentioned yesterday, Shvei HaMascha Lagayim, we make a request at the end of the Haggadah, we're all sitting in a state of peace, and we're very peaceful people. And yet there is this expression, very powerful words, Shvei HaMascha, that the Rishoyim should meet their end. And here again, the same thing, the Shleimus of you, of receiving your reward, and having great success will also come together with witnessing the Churban of the Rishon. That's what Mishpat demands. The tzaddikim get the reward, and the Rishon receive their punishment. Okay, now we begin Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis of Shrab writes that the next three prokim capture the essence of Sefer Iyov. Those are his analysis. The meat and potatoes of Sefer Iyov are now coming in the next three parakim. This is where Iyov responds to Tzofar Hanamasi. It's a very long response. It goes on for three parakim, and then the cycle repeats itself. Then again, we're going to have a new route. We're going to have Eliphaz, Bildad, Tzofar, and at each point, Iyov will also respond to each one. But this is now the conclusion of the first round of debates, or the first round of discussion between the three friends of Iyov and Iyov. And here is his last response. Vayan Iyov, Vayamar Iyov, who raises up his voice and he says, he's speaking specifically here to Tzofar Hanamasi. Omnam ki atem om, as a not only to Tzofar, this will touch the part we mentioned before. It says over here, atem, he's speaking to all of them. Okay, not just to Tzofar. He's speaking here very clearly to Tzofar and to Eliphaz and to Bildad. Omnam, indeed it's true, ki atem om, you are a people, you are a majority, v'imachem, and with you, tomus chokhma. Now there are two different interpretations. The Mitzudas interprets this as a sarcastic statement. He's mocking them. Who do you think you people are? You think you're the most brilliant geniuses of the world, and you know it all. You're giving me Musar. You're telling me that I'm a Rasha, I've done Averos, and I deserve a lot worse. I'm naive, I'm foolish, I'm shallow, and so on and so on and so forth. He's telling them off. According to the Mitzudos David, Omnam, is it really true? Ki atem om, that you, this committee over here, you three Grosei Chachamim, you are the people of the world. You represent the nations of the world, the modern elite, sophisticated, the intellectuals of the world, and the imochem, and when you will die, when you will perish, when you will cease to exist, Tomus Chachma, wisdom, will no longer exist, will cease to exist with you. When with your death, Chachma will disappear. Because you are the only ones that possess this asset, this commodity of Chachma. And therefore, because only you have it, and when you die, you will disappear. That's why you feel that you have the right, the license to abuse me, to mock me, and tell me that I'm foolish. What he's really doing here is very powerful. He's saying that he's summarizing everything that they said with one word. You're telling me I'm a shaita. That's what he says. You're telling me I'm a fool. And that's why I don't understand why I suffer. But you are the Groisei Chachamim, and you understand why I'm suffering, and that's why you have this right to give me Musar. Is it really so, Omnam? Is it really true, Ki Atem Om? You are the people of the world, V'imachem, and with you, Tomus Chachma. Pasuk Gimel, Gam Li Levav Kimoichem. I also have a heart of wisdom like you. When you have the word lev, Rabbi Schwab explains lev, singular means a heart, it means wisdom. When it's used in the plural, levav, or in the more intensified form, levav, it means great wisdom. It means a depth of wisdom, more than the ordinary. So Iyov says, Gam Li Levav Kimochem. I also have a heart no less than you. Loi noifel anochi mikem, I don't fall lower than you. Today it's very easy to explain this. Say everyone, you can take everyone's chachma and you can give it a number, an IQ, an intelligence number. Take a test. I don't know how accurate these tests are, but supposedly if you would go through a rigorous analysis of a person's ability to analyze things, you can put every single person in order. You can give everyone a number, and you can rank everyone's intelligence. So he says, my number, my credit score, is no lower than yours. I also have a high credit score. I also have a high IQ number. Loi noifel anochi mikem. I don't fall on the exams lower than you in the assessment the world will make as far as how much wisdom I possess. The esmi ein kimo eile. Then he goes on to mock them. And guess what, Rabbi Yisai, my three friends? You're not the only ones in the world that have chachma. There are other people out there. I'm sorry to humble you. He's mocking them. I'm sorry to humble you. I have chachma. And guess what? There are other people out there in the world that also have chachma. So don't make yourself into... consider yourself to be the biggest geniuses there are in the world. So we go with them. Gamli, it's three things he says. Gamli levav kamochem. I also have a wise heart like you. Loi noifel anochi mikem. I'm no less of a chacham than you. Don't fall lower on the exams, on the scale of wisdom than you. And there are other people out there in the world. The esmi, who are you going to tell me? The esmi ein. Who are you going to tell me that does not possess wisdom? You have to add those words in. That does not possess wisdom. Kimo eile, like these meaning these three people standing in front of me, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofa. Okay, so basically what we've done over here, according to them, which we're going to read in a few moments, is he's being sarcastic. He's telling them, you're good for nothings, how dare you, you chutzafim. You intellectual snobs, who do you think you are? That's it. However, Rashi, and I think the Ramban, no, there's a Ramban, they don't have it in this edition, I don't know why. In this edition, one of the very popular Rishonim that's used to give Perish for Eoiv is the Ramban. And there's a Sepurno, they don't have it in this edition either. The Sepurno, the Ramban, and the Ibn Ezra they have. So I think a lot of the other Rishonim, they learn that it's a statement. He's not being sarcastic. He's telling them, I acknowledge, you're right, I acknowledge that you are the great Chachma. However, I also possess a little Chachma. And I therefore I have a right to disagree. I respectfully disagree. You're right. You have a PhD from Harvard, Yale, MIT. You're the top. You're the top of the top. But you don't have to be a big chacham to realize that I don't deserve this punishment. So if you read the pasuk again, omnam, we'll read it not as a sarcastic statement, but as a statement. Omnam, the truth is, ki atemam. It's true. Omnam means the MS is. I acknowledge. That's really what the Targum says. Pasuk base. Bekushta. The truth is, it's not being sarcastic. Ki atemam, you are a people, a sophisticated group. Here we mean as a elite group of people. Ve'imochem, and it's right, you're wise, and when you will die, Tomus Chachma, wisdom will die with you. Now, by the way, Rav Shlomo points out a very interesting, this concept appears in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about different people. When they died, it was Batal. I don't remember all the names of the Tanoim. When this one died, Batal Anova. When this one died, Batal Anova. Yehuda Hanasi. And when this one died, Batal Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. And when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, Chazal say, Bottle ziv hachochma, the splendor or the radiance of chochma died with him. Died. So you see exactly this concept. Exactly that there was a darug of chochma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and when he died, that's it. It's gone from the world forever. And he's basically that. Where does that concept come from? It comes from Pasuk in Eiv, where Eiv says to his friends, "Who do you think you are? You think you're the big chachamim, and when you die, it's going to be, they'll say about you like what they're going to say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when you will die, the ziv hachachma. Who do you think you are? I'm sure it's a chacham as you.
There's a problem in the Gemara over there when it says
Vayikano.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I forgot who. It's the last
two lines of the Gemara. One
of the Tanoim said, "I'm still alive."
Vayikano. It's a very. I know someone always he makes litzanis of a certain person who always likes to show off. So the code is. The code to say what this person is a Baal Gaiva. So how do you say he's a Baal Gaiva? You say, oh, v'ho'ika ano. There is, don't say it's Baal. There's also me. Okay, so it is a statement, and then he goes on to say Pasuk Gimel. It's true. We won't learn like that for a moment. The other interpretation, it's a statement. You indeed are very wise, and with you, with your death, the Chochmah will cease to exist. But you should realize, I still respectfully disagree with your assessment that I am a wicked man. Because Gamli Levav Kimochem, I also have a heart of wisdom. It's Kimochem. It's not you, I acknowledge. You're the top of the top. But it's kimochem, it's equivalent. And therefore, lo nofel anochi mikem, I don't fall that much less than you. The esmi ein kimo ele, and is there no one that is not like you? In other words, there are people out there in the world that also have a small degree of chachma, or equivalent to your chachma, and I have a right to say that, and you have to add this all in according to Rashi's interpretation, you have to add in, is that I respectfully disagree, I'm suffering for no good reason, and I have a right to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's see the first...
The more objective, obviously he's not objective, it's happening.
Well, he's saying you don't have to be objective. There are certain things that are so blatant... They are so right and wrong. It's not something which is subject to being objective or not objective.
It hits it between the eyes.
That's what he's saying. You're telling me that I'm a Rasha, I deserve it, I'm getting. I'm telling you, I didn't do the crime. Every person come to they arrest the person for committing a crime, for murder. I didn't commit the crime. Oh, you're objective. You're objective because it's Nogei Bedava. I'm no gay bedover, it's true, but I'm telling you, I did not do it. I know for a fact I did not do it. That's really what he's saying. It's not a question of a svara, maybe yes, maybe not, here and there. There's a story I read recently with the Chazon Ish. Someone came to the Chazon Ish, Meshaila, and the Chazon Ish and the person had a Shaila, and the person presented to the Chazon Ish's argument. Why he thinks he's innocent, or he, whatever the reason was. So the Chazon Ish right off the bat said to him, "You're wrong. I disagree. The svar that you're saying is, it was a very complicated issue," and he said, "I disagree." And then the person went, "Vaita, shtarka de Torah." He said, "But no, look at it like this, like this, like this." So the Chazon Ish went, he said, "Okay, let's go ask this other person. Let's go ask, another person who was not in the madrig of the Chazon Ish." The person said, "Why are you coming to me?" So the Chazon Ish says, "I'm no gei bedavar. Why am I no gei bedavar? Because I made a mistake. Listen to this, very powerful. I prematurely told the person you're wrong."
Before he finished his argument.
He finished. He wanted just to elaborate a little bit more. So I told him, "You're wrong." So I already feel pride in myself. This is what the Chazon Ish says. I told him that you're wrong. For me now to look at it again and to maybe realize that he's right, I feel that I'm no gei bedavar. My dignity, my honor is on the line. Once I already said that you're wrong, I'm right. For me now to backtrack is a pechisa in my kavod. I feel I'm no gei bedavar. If I would not have said anything, you present an argument, I'm a judge, I'm objective. It's not no gei, it's not my money. You come to me for judgment. You ask me a question. You present your argument. I'm listening. And I don't say anything. So my honor, my dignity is not on the line. You argue, and then I tell you, explain it to me again. So maybe when you explain it to me a second time, maybe I'll see a svara, I'll see a reason why you're right. But here already I told you, you're wrong. I take pride in knowing in what I said. So now you want to explain it to me again, and you want me to find a reason why you're right? That will require me to admit I made a mistake. That's where Chazan Ish said about himself, I'm no longer objective. Very, very, very. But here he was saying it's not a matter of being objective, it's a matter of being right and wrong. Like you said, hits you between the eyes, I did not do anything wrong. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzudos of Apostolic Aleph and Beis. There's no Apostolic Beis. Umnam. So again, according to the Mitzudos, he's being sarcastic. We're going to learn pretty much the whole approach, this parak, there are many perushim. Rashi is very makatzer. He does say a few things which are very, very different than the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is a very, very elaborate parish on this entire parak, which is unique. So let's go. Omnam, ha-emes. The truth is, ki atem harabim. It's true. You, my friends, are the majority, three of you. Ulamuli techoshvu la'am. Kenegin me, you're a people, you're a nation. I'm just one person, you are three, so you're a whole people. Ki nisharti levadi, I'm all alone. V'ein miyach zik biyadi, and there's no one that's going to assist me. Aval, so what? Just because you're three people and I'm one person, and I'm outnumbered. Majority, v'chi b'avur ki atem haram, just because you are the majority, lemuli opposite me, tomos nachochma imochem, does that mean that Chochmah shall die with you? Now, what does this very bizarre expression mean? Ratzalaymar, v'chi kol ha-chochmah hi-bochem, are you the only wise people in the world? Ad she'im tamusu, that if you were to die, tamus kam hi, that Chochmah would cease to exist? V'loy tisha ba'olam, he's being sarcastic. You're not the only wise people. Pasuk Gimel. Gam li levav, hinei, loy chein hi, this is incorrect. Ki gam li yesh lev mevin kemo lechem, I also have a wise heart like you, v'in. I don't fall in stature, in assessment, in levels of wisdom. To be low, less than you. And furthermore, besides the fact that I'm just as wise as you, don't pride yourself in being the only chachamim in this world. There are other wise people out there. Maybe we should go to a third party. Let's go to a third party and ask them, why am I suffering? Do I deserve this? V'yasmi, v'im mimi anashim. Do you really think that among mankind, ein lev mevin, kemo she'yeh shemeleh? Do you think there's no one out there in the world that has wisdom like you people over here? Like these three friends, are you the only ones in the world that possess wisdom? Are you the ones, the only ones in the world that have such great wisdom? You're not going to find this bishar among any bishar hanashim. Nonsense. Okay, so that is Mitzudas Rashi. Rashi pasuk.
You think you got the last word on this?
Exactly. Pasuk Beis in Rashi, Tomus Chochma, Kisha Tomusu, Tomus Imochem. Rashi is being a statement. When you die, we'll die with you. Tomus Imochem, Kol Chochma, Ki Kol HaChochma Bochem. It's right. I acknowledge. I have respect for you, my friends. Aval, but Gamli Leiv of Kamoichem. The esmi ain kmo ele, and not only do you have chachma, and do I have chachma? There are other people who have chachma. Shakadosh Baruch Hu shalit lasos ritzono ulaharich shalvas rishoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has chosen to do what he wants and to increase the peace of the wicked. Einchem ela kimisacha kimbi, and the wicked referring to the way of the world. The way of the world is that tzaddik viralo. It's the way of a kodesh baruch hu. Shakodesh baruch hu shalit, he has control. Lasos ritzono ulaharich, and to increase shalvas risham, the peace of the wicked. Einchem ela, period. Now, I'm not clear on what Rashi means to say. Einchem ela kimesacha kimbi. You're mocking me. Your words, your speech is nothing more than a mockery. And that's really going to go on in Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Kei, very clearly express that idea. The ani hu sechok l'rieihu, and I in your eyes are nothing more than a form of mockery. I acknowledge that you're wise, but you have to realize I am also wise, and there are other people out there. And I'm not really sure what Rashi means here. V'es mi ein kmo eila. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shalit La'asos Ritzonu La'harich Shalvas Rishoyim. It would appear that Rashi learns the words the Esmi Ein Kimo Eile is referring to the wicked. To take a step back, we learned in the parish of the Mitzudos, the Esmi Ein Kimo Eile, the Esmi Ein refers to mankind. There are people out there in the world that are wise, Kimo Eile, like you, my friends. Rashi seems to be saying, Eile are the wicked. There are wicked people out there in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows these wicked people to succeed, and basically what he's saying is that the world is a lot more complicated than you think. You, Tsofer HaNamasi, told me that the wicked don't really suffer. The wicked are being rewarded for their good deeds, and the tzaddikim are suffering for their sins. That's nonsense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, can bring great success for tzaddik, for wicked people, tzaddik viralo, and it's beyond our understanding as why this should be so. Are there not the esmi ain kmo eila? Are there not wicked people out there in the world that have success? And for a reason that's beyond our understanding, how then dare you, Elifa, as Bildad and Tsofar, claim that it's not so? That Rishoyim don't really have success, Hashem is giving them reward for their good deeds. How can you be so shallow? It appears that's what Rashi is learning. This Mi Ein Kmo Eile Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Shalit Lasos Ritzono Ulaharich Shalvas Rishoyim. And therefore the words, that your accusations against me is nothing more than a mockery. That goes on into the next pasuk. I am nothing more than a form of mockery for my friends. Okay, let's take a look at pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet is a very hard pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Sechok lirayehu eheyeh koire le'elo ka le'elo ka vayanehu sechok tzadik tamim. Extremely difficult pasuk. The Mitzudos adds a lot of words into the pasuk to make sense of the pasuk. But one thing at a time. Let's first look at the word lirayehu. This is a very difficult word. The grammar, the vowels of the word don't fit anything that would appear to be correct, and that's why it's subject to much interpretation. The Mitzudos learns the word lirayehu means thoughts. Okay, look at the Mitzudos Tzion. Lirayehu miloshon ra'ayon. A thought. Or an idea. Okay, the Ralbag and the Malbim are massive, as you can see. You have to turn many pages. U'machshava kumo binos lirayi merochok. Okay, there the context. Reish ayin yud means a thought. He calls out to Hashem. Okay, let's, with that in mind, let's take a look at the Mitzudos David Pasuk Dalit. Al Kain, hereby, he's coming to tell Tsofar that again, this, what we're about to read in the Mitzudos is unique to the parish of the Mitzudos. None of the other Mepharshim learned the Psukim in this fashion. He's coming to tell Tsofar why he has the chutzpah. He's disciplining Tsofar. Why he has the chutzpah to talk to him in this manner. It's because so far you're the one that's naive and shallow and foolish. What Eiv is doing here is turning the tables on Tsofar. Tsofar, you accuse me of being a pessy, a foolish person, a shallow person. I'm not the shallow person, you're the shallow person. The reason why you have the chutzpah to speak to me like this is because you have a good life. Everything goes your way. When you dive into Hashem, He grants your request. So you live a very simplistic life. Anyone that does not fit into your mold automatically must be a Rasha. I am a Sechok Al-Kain. Here, Tsofar Levazoi. So this is why Tsofar has the chutzpah to ridicule Eiv, Omar, Hine. Ani ehayen l'schoik ulilag. I am a source of mockery and ridicule. L'machshavtoi to the thoughts. O of Tzofar, Asher, ba'avur goydel hatzlachoso, due to his enormous success in life, Asher yasi kol tavoso, he's able to achieve everything which he yearns for. Ki'ilu b'chol asher yikra, for example, b'chol asher yikra lishol me'eloka, anything that he requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is granted. The Yashiv Lo Hashem responds, L'malo she'loso, L'zeh, that's the cause of his arrogance, and what gave him the license to ridicule me. L'zeh gova libo, ad ki yitzchayk olai, he mocks me. You have to turn many pages. Asher ani be yitzchayk olai, Asher ani be'emes tzadik tamim. But the truth is, I am really a tzadik tamim. So according to the Mitzvot, the last two words of the pasuk are an independent statement, an independent sentence. If we go back to the pasuk, we read it now. Sechok lirayehu eheye kama. The reason why I, Eoif, are a form of ridicule, a mockery to the thoughts of my friend Tzofar, is because Tzofar has a good life. Hashem gives him whatever he wants. He, Tzofar, is korei le'eloka vayanehu. He calls out to Hashem, and Hashem answers him, and he gets whatever he wants. So he thinks, so why don't I get whatever I want? It must be I'm wicked, I'm a Rasha, I don't call out, I'm a non-believer. And therefore, kama, sechok, I'm nothing more than a form of ridicule. He repeats the word a second time. But the truth is, you have to air that into the pasuk, but the truth is, it's not so. Tzadik tamim. I am a perfect gesundheit, a perfect tzadik. It's very difficult. The flow is obviously very difficult. The word tzchok is repeated twice. And tzadik tamim has no connection to the beginning of the pasuk. It's an independent statement. L're'ehu means a thought. And the pasuk of a korei lelo kavayanehu is an explanation of why Tzofar has come to this state of gaiva. Okay, let's read one more pasuk.
So Eiv has never once said that he's wrong. He's a tzadik, he's right.
So far. Well, he did know, he did one place that he might be right. If we remember a couple of program back, Eiv did entertain the possibility that you might be right. You might be right that I'm a sinner, but I still don't deserve this.
He said he didn't understand what he did wrong.
No, but he said that many times, but there was one pasuk, a few broken back, we did have one place where Eve said, you might be right, maybe I am a sinner, I don't know, I don't really know the true nature of my neshama, but there's no way in the world that whatever I've done, I'm deserving of this. That's the most that he was willing to admit. Now pasuk K, according to the Mitzvot, he continues this exact same thought. Lapid buz, burning shame, Le'ashtus shanon. Le'ashtus, according to the Mitzudos, means the thoughts. The word is a flame, burning, a burning ridicule, a burning when you make fun of someone. So you can make fun of someone in a light form, or you can come down very hard. You can heavy duty litzanus, heavy duty mockery. Lapid means a burning scorn. I am. Le'ashtus, in the thoughts. According to the Mitzudas, the word le'ashtus parallels the word re'ehu. Just like back in Pasuk Dal, re'ehu means of the thoughts. Likewise here, it's exactly the same theme. Le'ashtus means the thoughts of sha'anon. Sha'anon means a person of tranquility. Tzofar is a man of tranquility. He has a good, easy life. A cushy job. Everything goes well for him. And therefore, when he looks at other people, he looks at them as a bunch of losers. Look at me. I make $1 million. I do nothing. Go on vacation. I look at all of these losers. They're sweating away to make ends meet. So he looks down at them. Amalah, he throws my way buz, shame, with fiery scorn, lapid, with flames of fire. It's intensifying the degree of shame, le'ashtus, in the thoughts of the shanon. And he thinks, what does he think? Nochon I am prepared. I, Eov, are designated for falling. Limoade means to slip. To stumble. Rogel, my foot, I'm ready to slip and stumble. Let's take a look at the Mesudos Stav, Pasek Hey. Lapid Buz. Eishel Gehenim. Mesudos. Kikein Haderech. So is the way. Asher Lemachshavois to the thoughts. That's the word Ashtus. Just jump into the side, to the Mesudos Sion. Le Ashtus means Lemachshavois. Kumo Ovdu Eshtonosov, their thoughts are destroyed, are lost. The wicked thoughts are lost. So back to the Stavid. Kichein Adech Hashem L'machshavos Ish Sha'anon V'Sheket. The thoughts of a person have tranquility and peace. Merov from abundance. Merov Kol, due to his success. Yechoshev, he thinks Kilapid Habozui, like fiery scorn, esmiya share to concerning the person, asher nochun, that's ready, sheyamdu raglov, his feet will fall, sheye moadu raglov, his feet will fall, lipo, they're designated to slip, ulazeh hirbit sefer leschoikbi, and that's why he has the chutzpah, this person here, to mock me. Who are you to talk? How dare a person who has never experienced pain in his life open up his mouth and give mussar to a person that's suffering? How dare a person that did not go through the Holocaust go tell people who lived through the Holocaust the reason why you suffered is because of A, B, C, D? And Mayor, does this sound good to you? That's exactly what he's saying over here. How dare a person that has not suffered, has a good life, go and ridicule someone that's suffering? Okay, this is the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Rashi is very different. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is very short, but from the few little words of Rashi, he seems to be saying something different. Pasuk Dalet. Eheye koire, I will call out, Le'akadosh Baruch Hu, Vayanehu, may he answer him, Mitzar hak not sochem, from the pain of your provocation. Uma yanehu, loses. What will Hashem answer? What will I complain to Hashem? Lo seis lo schok la tzadik v'tamim shalem. Now I don't know. I read this a few times in preparation. I really can't grasp the what Rashi is saying. Eya kore mi. It seemingly Rashi seems to be saying is, I'm very upset. Eve is saying, I'm very upset that they're mocking me. And I'm going to complain to Hashem. I'm gonna tell Hashem on you. Right? I'm gonna tell my mommy on you. You ever see children when they fight? Better leave me alone. I'm gonna tell my mommy. I'm gonna tell my mommy and she's gonna take care, she's gonna punish you. That's simply what he's saying over here. How dare you? You mechutzif, you tsefer hanamos, you're telling me that I'm a Rasha? I will cry out to Hashem and complain. And I will speak up. And what will I say? I will say, "Sichok tzaddik tamim." They're declaring about a tzaddik, they're ridiculing a tzaddik tamim. So instead of the Mitzudos translating this pasuk and breaking up into five different parts and saying that "Eheye korei le'eloka" is a reference to Tzofar, the reason why you Tzofar have the audacity to mock me is because you call out to Hashem and you receive whatever you want. No, Rashi is saying Eheye means I. It fits much better because Eheye means I. Eheye Kore, I, in my frustration listening to this utter nonsense and this chutzpah, how dare you talk to me, I will complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eheye, I will be Kore le'eloka. Vayanehu, and I will raise my voice and express my frustration. What will I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I will say, look at these, look what they're doing. Sichok tzadik tamim. They're mocking a tzadik tamim. I am a tzadik tamim, and my friends are mocking me. So this is how Rashi learns. Now Rashi also learned, and we were going back to the previous pasuk, that the word lirayehu in the beginning of pasuk dal does not mean a thought. Lirayehu means a friend. And that's why the end of Rashi, the Rashi here is breaking up the Pesukim in a very funny way. If you go back to the end of Pasuk Gimel in Rashi, Ulahar Shalvas Risham, Einchem Elo Kimisacha Kimbi, V'ani who I am, s'chok l're'ehu. If I would not know better, it would seem that Rashi is putting the period of the pasuk not at the word Eile, but at the word s'chok l're'ehu.
Right.
He's connecting it to the previous pasuk. He's saying that there are... There are the ain kamo Eile, which we learn to mean, are there not wicked people out there in the world that suffer? And therefore, everything you've said is wrong. Are there now wicked people out there who Hashem gives them reward? And therefore, that disproves everything that you've said to me. And thus, sechok lirayehu, I am a form of mockery to my friends. And then he goes on to a new theme, Rashi. I can't take this anymore. I'm going to complain to Hashem to get rid of these three friends who are causing me pain. I'm going to cry to Hashem. Vayaneu. Vayaneu here means I will call out to Hashem and say, Tzchok Tzadik Tavim, they're mocking me. Now what's very good according to Rashi is, at the end of the Sefer, Hashem answers, Eif. Because Hashem steps in and rebukes. At the end of the Sefer, if Hashem steps in and says to the three friends, how dare you? You mechutzafim, you have no right to talk to Eiv in such a fashion. Who asked Hashem to come and give Musar to the three friends? So if you want to learn like Mitzudos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on his own. Hashem is watching what's taking place. Hashem said, enough is enough. Let me step in and let me go and put an end. But if you learn like Rashi, it's much better. Because Rashi over here is saying that Eiv is summoning Hashem. Hashem, where are you? I need some help over here. Come and give these people Musar. His bakasha was answered. See, these are very subtle differences, but it makes a very big difference in the big picture of the Sefer. So we're just trying to make things more confusing than they are. According to Rashi, we're putting Schoik L'Re'eh at the beginning of the previous pasuk. The word L'Re'eh means a friend. I'm a form of mockery to my friend. And seemingly, V'es mi ein kamo Eile is a reference to the wicked people who are successful. According to the Mitzudos David, V'es mi ein kamo Eile refers to all the people who have Chochma. Schoik L'Re'eh means I am a form of mockery in the thoughts of my friend. Because my friends are successful, they call to Hashem, Vayanehu, and Hashem answers them, and therefore I'm a schok, kama, and it's not so. I'm really a tzaddik tamim. And then he goes on the next pasuk. Okay, now let's go further than Rashi. Let's finish up the Rashis here. Schok tzaddik tamim. Okay, hi huaniya. This is the expression, this is the prayer of Eiv to Hashem. Ki ho aniya, asher yanehu, yodati ani kash, period. Asher yanehu, which he expressed. I think you have to really put a period there. Then he goes on to say, yodati ani, kasher martem, I know what you have said, ki lapid esh. Now Rashi learns an entirely different interpretation. Eish shel gehenim oimei l'mi shesha'anon be'ashtuso loimar sholom yihyeli. There will be a fire of gehenim for the person that is complacent to say shalom yihyeli. There will be peace to me. Nochon mizumen hu ashtos shanon lios b'moade regel shiraglam moados. The wicked will ultimately be destroyed. So lapid buz means a fire of shame. What is a fire of shame? Gehenna. This is a very powerful idea because we don't know what Gehenna is. We have no clue what Gehenna is. Chazal, and the only way Chazal can impress upon us some type of Gehenna is, well, there's something fire, and fire is very painful, so just try to imagine, take fire and multiply it by 60, that's what's going to happen to the neshama in the next world. Really? But the Olam HaEmes is not a physical world, there is no fire, we have no concept. So the answer is something long, well, the sensation, it's a mokum of shame. And the shame is equivalent, the most that we can comprehend in this world is fire. That's exactly what it says here. This pasuk is a very powerful pasuk because it's revealing to us what Gehenna is really about. It's buz. It's a mokim of bizionos. Can you imagine this world where they reveal to the whole world all of a person's sins? every single thought, evil thought he had, every slight avera, every big avera, small avera, everyone knows. It's online. You can go online and you can have a log of every single avera person did. Wouldn't that be impossible to live with? But it says that's what Gehenna is. Gehenna is a place of lapid buz. Fiery shame will come upon the person who is a Rasha. La ashtus shanan, a person who is in a who has thoughts of shalom yihi yali ki bishrius libi eleich. Nachon, this person is designated l'moade rogo for his feet to fall. According to Rashi, Pasuk Hei is a direct continuation of Pasuk Gimel. If we go back to Pasuk Gimel, after Eev told his friends, I'm also a little bit wise, gamli lev of kumachem, lo nefel anochi mikem, period. And he goes on to say, now he begins to describe the wicked. With regard to the wicked, the es mi ein kamo eila, are there not wicked people out there who are successful? But you should know that concerning these wicked people, ultimately their day will come when they will receive the lapid bus, and ultimately their feet will fall, and they will be destroyed. An entirely different approach to understand these circumstances. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Okay, let's go to one more pasuk. Yishloyu oyhalim l'shaydidim. Yishloy means they are at peace. The tents to the robbers. Uvatuchos l'margizekel. There is faith. There is security to people in anger. Kadosh Baruch Hu. La'asher hevi elokabiyod, to people that are holding their pants idols. Eev here is coming to acknowledge that in this world there are wicked people who are very successful. He describes wicked people with different expressions. They're called shoydidim. They're plunderers. They're called margizekel. They are people who anger, provoke Hashem, and there are people who worship, who hold in their hand idols. Three different categories of wicked people. And what do they all have in common? They all have in common that they are very successful. They're successful, they're in a state of peace, state of tranquility, they have their tents are peaceful, and they are batuchos. Pasuk vav in the mitzudos, yishloyu aval. Loy mirav chachma v'yoshalev of rabba hatzlochoso. He's now telling, according to the mitzudos, his mitzudos is continuing to, where Eiv is telling off Sofar Hanamasi. I saw Rav Schwab explains that Sefer HaNamasi, according to the Mitzudos, appears to be much younger. There's an indication that later on in the Sefer was much younger than Eiv. So that's why he's going to say that later on, Yishishim Chachma, and that's why Eiv feels very comfortable telling him off. When it came to, he'll get a little bit insight into the age. It's one thing when a person who's 90 years old comes to a young person and tells them, you're making a big mistake. So a young person is not going to have the chutzpah, even though he feels that the zakin is wrong. You're going to be very delicate in how you respond to an older person. But when a person who's 70 years old is getting mussar from a 20-year-old comes to a 70-year-old and says to the 70-year-old, you're good for nothing, you're Russia, you deserve it, you should get a lot more, you're good for nothing. And a 20-year-old has a PhD, a postdoctorate from Harvard in psychology, and he tells off someone 70 years old, the 70-year-old is not impressed. Young man, you just got your PhD, you think you're a big chacham, you don't have any life experience, how dare you talk to me? Sofar was younger than Eev, and that's why Eev is very comfortable, according to the Mitzudos, in telling him off. How dare you talk to me, despite the fact that you have great chachma? So here he's telling him, according to the Mitzudos, he's telling Sofar, the reason why you're successful is not because of your chachma, it's because, it's like mazel almost. He's telling him, you're turning the tables. It's because, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have hatzlacha. What's the biggest proof? The biggest proof is there are wicked people out there in the world that are very successful. So if they can be successful, why can't you be successful? And that's so. And your success is what gave you gaiva, put into your heart gaiva to criticize me.
He hasn't done this before.
What?
He's attacking the person rather than.
Yeah, this is the first time. Rav Schwab says the reason why he's doing this is because this is the from the three friends, this is the only one that's younger than him. And it's clear in the next couple of psukim, he mentions a whole few psukim about being wisdom comes with age. And if Shrav learns, that's what's giving him the right to tell him off.
But
the tents of the plunderers are peace, umishkunos betuchos, and they have tents of security. Nimsom lemargizekel, people who anger Kadosh Baruch Hu, lasher yavod ha'akum, who worship kechavim umazolos, asher lo yomush mukaymo, they don't have to move from their place. Umevios abiyado, and they hold their idols in their hands. V'yim kol zeh. And even though these are wicked people, they anger Hashem, they are plunderers, they hold idols in their hand, the whole world comes and bows down to them. V'yim kol zeh, elav yishtachavu, to this person the world bows, v'lo yavo, the world serves. V'yim kein, therefore Eov concludes, if wicked people can be successful, it's no question why you can be successful. V'yim kein, af me'atzloch ha'sefer, ein raya alachochma v'yosh alev, therefore don't bring any rayas that the fact that you're successful means that you're right. You're successful because Hashem has a reason for you to be successful. Ki Rashi pasik vav yishlovu yodati ani ki imesh. Rashi is continuing the same theme as before. We are describing wicked people. Yishlovu yodati ani ki imesh yishloyu oyhalim livnei keder hashechnim oyhalim hamidbara, that there's peace to these people of Kedar who live in tents in the desert, and these people of Bnei Kedar are wicked people, they're plunderers. Vehem shoydim shenemar, it says concerning them, Pera Adam Yoda Bakol, Ubatuchos, Shlemo Shiesh Tamagiz Ekeluch, La Shahevi Loy Hatsuah Shalom, Biodoy, Akadosh Baruch, who brings upon them peace. Tsuah means Akadosh Baruch, who peace in their hands. Imtoy Vimra, whether Luchol Ashahevi Lo Hatsuah Hashalom Biyado Im Tov Im Ra, if they're good or they're bad, Hashem brings upon these people peace and security. So therefore, according to Rashi, he's continuing to describe that wicked people will always succeed. Now there are some very interesting targumim here, where he describes these people as a reference to Esav. If you just look very quickly at Pasuk Vav, Esav and Yishmael, when it says here Yishloyu Oyhalim L'Shoydidim. So Pasuk Vav in the Targum says,
"Vinei." He's attacking Galifas also.
Oh, so that's a whole different interpretation. It's a very interesting point. Uvinei Esav the Shlevim b'Mashkinehaim Yismashun. They will. So, but he's giving a future. They will be given over Levo Zazin. Whole different interpretation. The day will come. Yishloyu Oyhalim L'Shoydidim. Esav, who now are secure in their tent, will one day be given over to plunderers. They will one day be destroyed.
Europe will be given over to Muslims.
No, it doesn't say that.
No,
it says Leboizim. It doesn't say to who. Uvnei Yishmael, and then Ubatuchos Uvnei Yishmael, the Rechitzin, who are murderers, Yismasrin Lishor, Umay, will be given over to other nations, Demargizin Eloka, Dichmoshon, like them, Dizamin Eloka Biyodei, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Chad Gadya almost. One nation will be given over to another nation. Targum Acher. Ubnei Yishmol, first the Shlevin b'mashk Nehon, Yismashun levoizin, ve'amoyne umoyave, Amon umoyav. And Amon umoyav, the Shoyin l'rochtson, Yismashun b'yad v'sha'ayah, the Margizin eloka, hach paro. That refers to paro. Amon umoyav given over to paro. The Asi elokai, elokai, machasobiyode. I'm not exactly sure, but over here, some Medrash refers to that these people, these nations, will one day be destroyed by other nations. All right, we'll leave it with that.